and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. In the Middle East, the U.S. sending in more military might, as published reports say Iran is planning an attack on Israel in days.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East. He's also accelerating the deployment of the USS Abraham Lincoln, an aircraft carrier strike group. That's according to a statement by the Pentagon, as Israel braces for a possible attack by Iran. Iran blames Israel for the assassination of a Hamas political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, in Tehran. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
In the race for the White House, Democrat Kamala Harris rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and is facing criticism for touting an idea of former President Trump's no taxes on tips for service workers. In Uvalde, Texas, the city releasing police body cam footage, officer text messages, and other documents from that day, most of it confirming that the police response in May of 2022 was full of confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay. 19 students and two teachers killed. This is ABC News. Hundreds of firefighters in Greece trying to get control of a forest fire burning on the northern edge of Athens. A children's hospital has been evacuated. The Paris Olympics have officially wrapped up, but still up in the air, the bronze medal worn by American gymnast Jordan Chiles. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The controversy began last week when Chiles took fifth place. Her coach appealed the score, and the so-called scoring inquiry was a success. Chiles was bumped from fifth place up to bronze and celebrating an all-black podium with Simone Biles, Brazil's Rebeca Andrade. But this weekend, a bombshell announcement. An independent arbitrator said that scoring inquiry from Chiles' coach last week was made 4 seconds too late. Inquiries must be made within 1 minute of the performance. Chiles, heartbroken, and USA Gymnastics late yesterday fighting back.
Saying it now has video evidence that the appeal was submitted in time. Paris officials also say they arrested a man spotted climbing the Eiffel Tower just hours before the closing ceremonies. He was caught halfway up. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Help is on the way for Rock County homeowners affected by storm damage. The Rock County Board approved $1 million in emergency relief on Thursday. The money comes from the American Relief Act, which was part of the COVID pandemic response. Northeast Wisconsin Democrats are urging a no vote on Tuesday's constitutional amendment ballot questions. Lisa Hale reports.
8th Congressional District candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley said the amendments would take federal fund distribution away from the governor's office and put it in the hands of the legislature.
This Republican-led legislature is the least effective, the least responsive legislature in decades. And they want the reins in the case of an emergency?
Lierley pointed to the legislature's delay in distributing PFAS cleanup funds as an example.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs near 81. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 59. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise, sunshine. 83 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, and we'll have highs in the mid-80s.
Right now, it's 55.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Monday to you. We did it again. What's wrong with us?
What's that?
Look at our shirt.
I don't know. I know. Just that's a little weird. I was looking. Okay.
This is like the third day in a row.
This is. Yeah. This is weird. Very. Very.
Hey, John, what you wearing?
I know. Wasn't it?
What are you wearing to the dance?
let's
this
do that.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. It's like whatever. When. You have those people that look like they're dogs, and they kind of dress them. Start to feel like that. Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Well, we'll wear the Packer stuff, though. Come Packer season, we'll wear it on Friday.
That's
fine. That's by design, but this is just a weird coincidence. This is, like, weird. I know. I walked in, and when you... Walked in to swim. Like,
I didn't notice it until I saw it on the screen.
Oh, me yeah. either. I'm just sitting here. It's the first thing I was going to say to you guys.
Because you don't look down at what you're wearing.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my
All
Lord.
Right, so we're matching.
Two old guys wearing the same shirts.
We're the Blues Brothers.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. Have a good weekend.
And thanks for giving me off Friday. How was Friday?
Oh, Nikki was great.
Great.
She was fun. Dennis was great.
All right.
Ashley from the Heights.
Oh, nice.
So it was fun people.
Yeah.
And the music was great too. Matthew Hafler.
Yes. This Hafel. Kid is tremendous.
Oh, cool.
You missed out on a good one. Yeah. Incredible.
You know, I stopped, actually took my granddaughters. We're in my old apartment here, and Saturday night we heard music playing. They're like, what's that? And I'm like, well, let's just go take a walk. So right back here at Hagemeister with their thing, and they're like a little country band. And it was really cool because it was actually a little chilly. And they had those, the fireplaces going. And I thought to myself, that guy we had on Friday, he would be perfect for that kind of a setting.
Small,
perfect for that kind of a setting.
Wow.
So, and by the way, you don't have to worry anymore about sweating out garlic.
Yeah, you told me that. They upgraded their menu.
Yeah, they took the garlic chicken out. I think people loved it. I think doing a place of riding in the same car with the person afterwards. So, yeah.
Ashley was, on Friday, Ashley was nursing a 2-day hangover.
Yes.
So you missed from the,
their celebration.
She went to see a band, right? Didn't she see like Blink-182
yes.
or something?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
She was, the best part though, we're sitting here and Amanda's trying to parallel park and she's listening to
That's
us.
That's hilarious.
We're making fun of her trying to parallel park.
That is funny. That's fun to do. Yeah, I know.
But it's not hard enough that you're being broadcast live. So that was a little tough on her. Yeah. But yeah, my granddaughters, we had to come in twice and play talk show.
Oh, yeah.
Where they sit here, they put on the headphones, and my oldest granddaughter was a screenwriter Okay. And my youngest granddaughter was an actress, child actress. And that was the format.
And you did the interview.
Did the interview.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's nice to play radio.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
That's kind of what their grandpa does
I know,
all week.
I know. Then I walked the trail yesterday.
Nice.
So that felt good.
Nice day yesterday.
Yeah, it was really not perfect. Yesterday was a perfect day.
It was cool. We were at a wedding. This place in Oconomowoc, it was Anheuser-Busch or Pabst, built this house for his daughter. And that's where we were at. 12 bedrooms.
Oh, my God.
All with bathrooms. Just a beautiful.
12 master bedrooms.
Yeah, yes, right.
You got to talk to Bed Indiana about what that one would list for.
Yeah. But the people who bought it, they've only owned it for 2 years. But, yeah, it's very, very nice.
So do they rent it out for weddings?
Yep. Well, they rent it out to people. You could stay there. You don't have to know everybody.
That's
in the
this wasn't a member of the wedding party.
It was the wedding party, yes. And then they have a fireplace and this deck on the back. It used to be a pool, but they filled it in. Great view. Anyway, that was fun. That's the first time I've ever been there. That's like a neat, it's only 18,000 people, but that's a nice little city.
I remember one time, 1987, the Packers did about 2 weeks of their training camp there at a polo facility. I didn't even know they had polo in Wisconsin, but they practiced for like 2 weeks in Oconomowoc at a polo facility. That was unique.
Everybody's wearing the right shirts.
Yeah.
They're all flannel shirts.
Yeah. And that seems like a crazy game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Polo?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't think
it
ever caught
on. Did you do that
with
your pony?
No. No.
Take the croquet mallet out?
No, we didn't do
that. Because you probably weren't that high off the ground. Your croquet mallet probably could have reached pretty close.
You know, a star? I probably could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to lean a little bit.
A little.
Right? A little bit.
A little.
To get that. But he would canter.
Do Shetland ponies gallop?
Well, they kind of canter, right? Which is
kinda
in between a trot and a... Well, no, that's a trot.
Oh, that's a trot. A
canter would be like in between that and a gallop. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, you're getting close.
Kind of like that. Okay.
Close. But yes.
That's like Monty Python, remember, God? Like,
that's right, yeah.
Just anyway. A flesh wound. Today is Happy Elephant Day.
What? What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's Elephant Day.
Oh, it's Elephant Day.
Yeah.
I thought you said happy elephants.
Well, you know.
I don't know if elephants are all happy, but. Okay, so it's Elephant Day.
Elephant Day. You rode an elephant one time or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That's pretty high up, huh?
That's high up.
That's high up.
And they're big.
And if they're...
They're big, if they look big.
If they're PO'd.
Yeah, I don't know if they rear up. I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
I don't know what they would do, but if they would roll over...
Oh, man.
You're dead.
Dead.
Those things, I don't know how much they would. They're huge. I rode it coming into a circus parade.
Okay.
What are you laughing about, Todd?
I just sit here thinking of you on an elephant.
Me too. I did.
Something about it.
I wrote it in. Anyway, it's Elephant Day. All right. Well, move on.
Baseball Fans Day. It's a good day.
Yeah.
I mean, give fans their day. Youth Day, just in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. Youth Day. Yeah, Dexter. Water polo is very tricky. It's getting the horses in the pool. That's the challenge. Vinyl record day. Todd,
that's cool.
You still have your vinyl records?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any of the actual records. I still have the album covers.
Ah.
Yeah. I love those. Elvis week. The whole week is Elvis week?
It is, because later this week, the 16th, in fact, is the day he passed away back in 1977.
Right. I can do Elvis.
Can you?
Sure. I believe you. Okay, what else is
going
on? I wonder if they're going to do something at the Zip and Pippin. We always did something honor him. That was a lot of fun.
1939, Wizard of Oz premiered in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
No.
Yeah, seriously, the first place it premiered was in Oconomowoc, and then a couple of days later, it finally premiered in Hollywood on the 15th.
It wasn't a big hit, right?
No, a lot of people did not like
that creepy,
movie.
Too creepy, kind of weird.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care what horror movie, whatever they've come out with since then, that is as scary of a movie, some scenes as any. But you know why? Because that music is so good.
Yeah, the music's good.
Oh, man.
And for the day, the special effects were outstanding.
Outstanding. I mean, those, I told you this, the reason I got a tattoo of a flying monkey is right. doing a thing, embrace your fears. And that was my all-time fear when I was a kid,
yeah.
was flying monkeys. Because when I was walking home from school by myself, I had to walk through these woods, kind of. And I just visually looked like the same type thing, like those little flying monkeys. And they got those tiny little legs, and they're chasing you and everything. Oh, man.
Yeah, they, yeah. That, yeah. yeah, I just, when I think of that, that was such a great, great movie. But then some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you read about, you know, like those munchkins, they partied a little bit.
yeah, a little butt grabbing and stuff like that.
Like Dorothy. A lot of it.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie that was made, though, about Dorothy, about Julie Garland? How horrible that director was to her.
No.
Like calling her, you know, saying you got to take diet pills and this and that.
Really?
And she was going to be doing this publicity shot with Mickey Rooney in yeah. a restaurant, like they're on a date type thing. And they got cheeseburgers. And he would not let her eat that cheeseburger. She had to, like, take a bite of the cheeseburger and spit it out. Horrible wow. the way he was to her.
Yeah.
Horrible. Birthdays today. Sir Mix-a-Lot is 61. That's what? An 80s guy, huh?
Yeah, what's his big song?
It wasn't Funky Comodino, was it?
No, it was.
I like big all that. And I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Jeez. Oh, come on. That's a great song.
Okay. Was he a one-hit wonder?
That was what? Late 80s?
Let me see if I can find it.
Let me say about 87, 88, 89. That's what I'm thinking. Because that's like when Will Smith was big with his kind of
yeah.
rap type stuff before he got to be gangster rap, before he was talking about capping people. Casey Affleck is 49. Did you ever see the Casey Affleck skit of at Dunkin' Donuts? People that hang out at Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
I don't know if you can play it. What's Saturday Night Live?
I'll see if I can find it.
Find it. It's really funny.
1992.
92?
Yep.
Okay. Dodgers at Brewers. That's fantastic. Dodgers with a $1 billion payroll taking on the Brewers, who are like just kind of treading water these days.
They had a really good series against the Braves.
They did, but they'd lost, what, three series in a row?
Yeah.
Leading up to that. I mean, still hanging in there. So, and this late in the season, that's awesome. 6:35 p.m. broadcast on WISS. Fantastic. Nice day out there. 54 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh.
Is that Brewers game at home?
Yeah, at Milwaukee.
Is the State Fair still going on?
I think it closed yesterday.
It was packed yesterday. Just like unbelievable, the traffic for that. Yesterday? All right. Okay. That's always a good time. I was going to say that would be a fun day to go to the State Fair and then go to the Brewers game. But if it's closed, it's closed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, cool. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. We've got some great guests today. Mario
Gonzalez.
I'm just joking here. Mario Gonzalez from Wello, Yield to Your Neighbor, and Hometown Proud. We got Major General Dan Ammerman coming out to talk about some incredible stuff. Gretchen Mattingly and Jennifer Birschbach talking about the big, big things happening at Evergreen Theater. Beth Kowalski, Executive Director, Neville Public Museum, which is a great place.
They got some joining great, us. They got some great exhibits right now.
Awesome lineup you put together there, Todd.
You got it.
Always.
All right. Just getting started here. Monday morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor just got a real nice text, Todd. For our boy Mike Pritzel, he goes, good morning, Johnny and the Mayor. Gotta love the Civic Media app as I'm driving through Sturgis, South Dakota at this very moment on my way to Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a little climbing school over the next 2 weeks. Love the ability to listen to you fellas while I'm out west. Have a great week.
That's awesome.
That's nice. That's fantastic.
And that app is so easy to download and it's right there.
Yeah. There you go. Very cool.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Yes. Very nice, Mike. Very nice. We're talking about some of the things taking place, you know, this time of year. And Todd, talk a little bit about one of our new sponsors that we're going to be doing something with on a weekly basis that you're involved with, Jim.
Well, the Simple Life Hospitality is Michael Friedman, and he's the gentleman who kind of linked up with Jim a little while back so that Jim could rent out his house for the draft, his four-story
home. Four-story garage.
But we've learned so much from him, not only about doing that kind of stuff in the city of Green Bay and other places.
Because there have been so many rumors. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's good about Michael is there's a lot of paperwork to this. This isn't just putting a sign out in front of your house. I mean, there's, as a matter of fact, the county inspector.
Very big in vetting, right?
Yeah, they're big in vetting. He can talk more about that, but I can talk about it as someone participating with Michael. The inspectors, like the next Tuesday, when is it? Is it 20th? Is that this Tuesday? Anyway, the county's
next
coming.
Week.
Okay, the county's coming over because the county inspects. Like, I didn't know that. I thought it was all the city.
I didn't either.
So the county, and they called up. They set up the appointment. They gave me like five options, and I'm like, next Tuesday at 10 works great. So they're coming over. Do the photography, but this guy's out of Madison, and he knows what he's doing. And that's what he does. There's other people. You know, there's a commission, but there's other people that will do it themselves. But there's been plenty of stuff in the paper about be careful with this.
Yeah, no question.
Last thing you want to do is rent it out and have the county say you can't do it.
Yeah. And they've already sent a deposit or something. Yeah.
You know, and he also talks about what happens when they forget their key and they walk out and lock the door, right? Yeah. And you're in another state because you got
to. Is there a rule you have to be within a certain distance or something?
I don't believe so.
But he'll be on Thursday, we can ask him
that.
But you know, with Airbnbs around here, like Ashwaubenon or something, and I'm just throwing Ashwaubenon out as a possible example. Don't some of them have a covenant that you have to be within a certain distance in case there is some kind of emergency you can get there?
I think that because he's the manager of the actual process of this, he would be responsible for that.
Okay.
But, so he's got people in town and in place to do that.
That
kind
is
of
a
stuff.
True statement. Yeah. There's got to be someone
so
that
you
can get there.
Physically don't have
no,
to be.
Heck no, I'm going to be out of town. In case of, what if the something blacks up? Plumbing?
Breaks.
Right. Yeah, you need someone there. But yeah, I think this is going to be interesting. Now, there's a deal. There's something Wednesday night. I'll find it. It's in the paper. I was reading it. Wednesday at, I think it's at the Wildlife Sanctuary. I'm not sure. I'm going to get that because I want to give you the right info. And it's all about people who are interested in renting their homes out. And I think I'm going to go to that because I want to see what people are saying about it. But this is one of those things where I think a lot of people are going to say, ugh, I don't want to pay the commission. I'm going to do it on my own. And that's fine. I just think there's risk with that. So
I was talked to a person yesterday who's big into hotel management in this area. He was surprised that they didn't basically take a wider area as like the headquarters, like include Appleton and even Manitowoc and more geographically because just kind of embracing this whole thing with that the NFL didn't.
Oh, I see.
And you know what I mean? I mean, it's obviously it's a Green Bay thing. But, you know, a lot of these other communities, like, Jim, you're in Dallas. Hell, it was 45 minutes to get to the stadium.
It was.
You know what I mean? But sometimes we look at, oh, man, Appleton's 30 miles away.
Right.
Nobody's going to want to drive 30 miles. For these people, that's nothing.
And in Northeast Wisconsin, we travel that kind of stuff all the time.
Absolutely.
It's no big deal.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be doing an NFL draft update every week, sponsored by the Simple Life Hospitality. And it's going to talk about various things as we get ready for this big event next year. But not just in Green Bay, but outlying communities as
that's
well.
That's what I mean. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. More of a geographic type thing versus just Green. How are we going to fit all these people into Green Bay?
Right.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, expand it a little bit. People are fine with driving.
As long as transit knows what they're doing. You know, to get the people. I'm just saying dedicated lanes, buses. I mean,
because there's not going to be any. Parking's going to be the biggest premium, right?
It's hard for a game with 80,000 people.
I know.
You know?
Can we take that week off?
I think.
Because I don't know if are we going to find parking to come
you
down?
You guys can stay with me. Right upstairs here.
Let's take that week off.
It'll be just like with my granddaughters this weekend. I'm on the couch. One granddaughter's in the bed, and the other one's on the floor. Same type of thing.
I don't know, you guys.
Jim, you get to bed.
I'm staying, I think.
Okay.
I know, Carly.
All right.
No, I think we should be here because I think we can make some money. Like, I think we got to figure out a way.
I don't think we can. Because it seems like there's so many hoops you have to
it's
drum
so
through.
It's so policed.
Isn't it,
though? It is.
Wow.
I found the article.
I just want to set up a roadside stand and, you know, sell my pasties or whatever.
Right.
Cootagies.
I don't know. So. I think this is going to be so much fun. I think the NFL draft.
I do
fun,
too.
But I think the.
I do too. I just.
Money's going to be really fun.
And then on the morning of the 27th, that's a Tuesday morning, we're going to be at one of their party houses that is right by the stadium. And we're going to do our morning show live out there. And then they're going to have an open house later in the day where people can come on by, take a look at it, enjoy some free food, all that kind of stuff.
Great. Fantastic. Countdown has begun. And we're on the way here.
So yeah, this was like yesterday on the front page of the paper Sunday. It's front page. Just that the City of Green Bay Police, Fire, Legal, and Community Development Departments this week are hosting a short-term rental training session Wednesday to help.
And maybe we could be rental cops.
You know what?
What?
Inspectors.
Yeah.
Probably they pay, what, $50 a house to inspect?
Sure.
Walk through, make sure.
I'll do that.
Sure, you got to make sure the there's smoke detectors and that they're all working. You know, what else?
We're both realtors. We know how to do that.
Right. At least we passed the test.
I remember they'd say, what type of heat is this? Is this forced air or is this?
It's like 72 degrees.
Whatever it is, it works good. You feel that? That's nice.
I can't believe I passed that.
Oh, we got a thing here. I was at a farmer's market in Door County. They had something you need to sell. Swedish meatballs. My mom used to make those.
Yeah.
I used to love those.
Yeah.
Wasn't it with cream of mushroom soup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love those. Swedish and meatballs. Rice or something.
I don't know if there was rice in. Well, I don't know.
I'm sure. I haven't had a Swedish meatball in so long; it's mind-boggling.
We gotta think it's going to be April. I don't know something. We still get away with something warm, you know.
I'm still big with cootagies.
Yeah,
still big with cootagies.
I don't know. I still think we could have some fun with that.
I do too.
Todd. I don't think we should.
But I think
don't give us a week off.
I think we need to do it a little bit under the radar.
Oh, radio, that would, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think we should do it down here. And have
I don't
people
think we
stop
need permits and stuff like that.
I think people should.
I think those are so overrated.
Me too. Part of their visit to Green Bay is to stop by
WGBW. I got a job offer right here.
What'd you get?
I got, if you guys want to be part of the draft, you three can all work with me at the Stadium View, fried cheese curd Nick.
Okay.
I would do that.
That's an option.
I would do it.
That is an option.
I'd be like the personality. You cook the stuff. Nick set everything up.
What do I do then?
Take the money. You're the only person I can trust with the money.
Exactly. That is a true statement. So you definitely are.
Because Nick, Jim would pocket all.
There'd be no potential scam. Jim would be like this guy. What do the old Packers tell me? There's a guy who played for the Packers. I think it was Bill Quinlan was his name back in the early 60s. And he opened up this bar in Massachusetts, his home place. Yeah. And he said, man, I'm getting robbed blind. Robbed blind. So he hired a guy to sit there for a week and just kind of watch everything. And he said, I found the culprit. He goes, you did? I'll kill the son of it. He goes, yeah. Who is it? He goes, it's you. He goes, what are you talking about? He goes, you do shots with everybody. You take your money and you put it in your pocket. And you walk away.
Have it. Have it.
We're going to take a quick break. Brittany joining us. We've got a full line of folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A federal agency trying to get a little bit more friendly for farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news for a Monday. That's right, changes coming to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency offices. Details coming up.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Beginning in late September, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency offices will be implementing some changes to make their loan program a little bit more attractive and easier to work with for farmers of all types. Gene Schrieffer is executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices and explains the rationale.
This has been a passion project of listening to farmers. And I've heard it from farmers as I've traveled around, you know, how difficult it can be working with FSA and how soon people like to get out of FSA and go to commercial credit because of our very tight and stringent requirements. Again, it's this idea of focusing more on the borrower, making it more friendly, more usable, and looking at what it will take to have them succeed. So listening and then enacting changes based on those conversations.
Gene Schrieffer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices. Now, the changes to the farm loan program will not become effective until September 25th. What they're working on right now is adjusting collateral requirements to acquire an FSA loan. They also shrunk the application from 29 pages down to 13, and they're doing more of this work online.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
And we're less than 24 hours away from the state's largest outdoor agriculture event, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Chippewa County hosting it at a neutral site, Country Fest Grounds in Cadott. Show hours are 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily. And remember, the cost of admission at the gate, $15 per person. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs near 81. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 59. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise, sunshine. 83 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, and we'll have highs in the mid-80s.
Right now, it's 55.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. 1/2024.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a beautiful Monday morning here in downtown Green Bay. Like I said, our man Mike is listening in Sturgis, South cool. Dakota. That's one state I've never been in, South Dakota.
Oh, man, the Corn Palace. That's, yeah. South Dakota's good. It's Mount Rushmore, man.
You've I would been love. There? Well, I would love to go to the.
You live in Mount Rushmore?
No, I would love to go to the battlefield where Custer had his last stand. Metal detect.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd be the only one who's ever done that.
Actually, I think it's a national park. You can't.
Yeah.
So I'd have to go at night. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How
hey,
are
Brittany.
You?
Excellent. Good. How are you?
Good. So wait, is Sturgis going on right now?
I don't think.
No, he's going. He's a rock climber. A mountain climber.
Okay.
And he's going out to like classes for a mountain climber. I couldn't make it this year, but he's going out there. Yeah. I always wanted to be a mountain climber. I did.
Cool.
Oh my God.
Probably did you do see it that, once.
Did you see that terrible accident though, Brittany, in Arizona? No. Utah? I don't know. It's one of the real famous peaks like. And they've got this trail going up to it where they got cables, but it's almost straight up. And you hold on to these cables. Did you see that, Brittany? And this girl who's like one of the the reason I noticed she was a student at Arizona State. And huge, huge adventurous and she's with her dad. And it rained really hard. And it's granite. And she slipped and went like 200 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. But you want to talk about it? No. You want to talk about a scary looking thing going almost vertical on these cables. Todd, do you know where that was?
No idea.
No, I've never heard of it.
But I'll look into it for you.
But what I'm saying is I always wanted to be a mountain climber, but I don't want it to be like real steep.
Yeah.
No. So more like a hill climb?
Right.
Like
a hill.
Yeah. Hill
like
climber. A hill.
You want to do canyoneering. You climb through waterfalls and like you kind of basically go up the stream, up some waterfalls. It's called canyoneering. Yeah. But you kind of, hook onto the little waterfalls and go up. I think that's a good speed before a mountain.
Love it. I would love to. Do we have any of those around here?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
And especially the UP, too. I know they have it up there as well.
Have you ever been to Hogsback Mountain in the UP in Marquette?
No.
Have you ever been to Sugarloaf Mountain in Marquette?
No.
To the Porcupines, Porcupine Mountains?
Yes.
They're cool, aren't they?
They are. Actually, I was just there this weekend. That's why I just came home.
You were at the Porkies?
Yes, I was.
Oh, my God.
I had to go.
That's one of the coolest places. Was it cold?
Yes, it was crisp. It was chilly. It was raining quite a bit, too. A lot of it was actually firing up off the lake because we had the northwest winds. And so the mountains were just creating those showers.
And you can get there where, like, Lake of the Clouds, where you're above the clouds.
Yes.
I mean, really, it's really cool. It's beautiful. You know what, though? I would take that kind of weather over a hot day in June because the black flies can be so bad at that time.
I've got a few bites already.
Did you already? Even with weather like that, huh?
Even with it, yeah. Well, it was yesterday, though. It was a little bit warmer. I was out on the beach, got the black fly bites.
Oh, right on the toes, hate everywhere. Those things?
They hurt.
Oh, man. They look like a house fly, but they bite. Nasty bite. I guess it all depends which way the wind is coming. If it's coming from the water. I don't know. Whatever. But I guess, those things are terrible.
I think this has been great. For bugs. Band concerts.
Around here, but up in the UP.
I know.
It's a different world.
Last night we were having dinner outside and we have bees. So I took some pictures for Wayne because I want to know what kind of bees and if they sting. Because remember he said there's like three different kinds or something?
Yeah.
So, but I don't think we've had any bugs here. No flies, no mosquitoes. And I guess one could worry about, global warming or whatever, but I'm okay with it because I hate bugs.
We got a text here. Hi from Madison. Michael Friedman listening on the app.
All right, Michael.
Morning, Michael.
All right.
Got another text here. When I'm in the UP in a couple weeks, I'm going to try a pasty from Vicky.
There you go, Vicky.
There you go, Vicky.
All right, see, we're expanding our reach, Johnny.
And then come to my pasty stand during the draft. Right? Fried cheese curds and pasties.
If Michael gets a house and maybe they got an extra room or something, I don't know. We got to figure out how we're going to do this. And if you don't want to go the permit route.
Would Michael let me set up a stand at his house, maybe? Maybe.
He's got a great location.
Think about
it. He's got a good house.
Todd, think about it.
Well, he's going to be in on Thursday. You can ask him.
We will talk
All
about
right.
it.
We'll All get right. him some business. That's what he needs.
Brittany, beautiful week, or at least beautiful day coming up today. How does the week look?
Yes, actually, the next 3 days, absolutely fantastic. Highs back into the low 80s, a ton of sunshine, only a small chance of a few scattered showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, you're going to have a refreshing lake breeze by today. It's going to be great up until Thursday. Thursday, Friday, looking a little wet.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, I will say this. We say what we want, and I know we get storms and yada, yada. But West Coast, fires are horrific. East Fair. Coast. Tornado or hurricane, what's his name? Whoever it
Debbie.
Is. Debbie. She's just a something. She's a bee. Total bee. Where was it? Because even in North Carolina for the golf tournament,
yeah.
they played around and wouldn't even allow spectators because they were so concerned about the danger of flash flooding. That's the only time I've ever seen the PGA hold a tournament and no fans allowed. That's,
wow.
They were talking about 6 to 8 inches of rain, like, in a day and flash floods. We're in a nice little spot. I mean, Iowa had all these tornadoes this year.
Yeah, we talked about that. We are, man, people just can't complain about a little rain.
Catastrophic type things.
Yeah, man. Hey, how about the weekend? I got another wedding I got to go to.
God, you go to a lot of weddings.
I do.
Weddings and funerals are the only two things Jim goes to.
His whole social life.
But these weddings now are not just, you know, mass and the reception. It's, you know, it's a meet and greet. And then, you know, because it's more of it's outdoors now. And this one's up
as
indoor.
As a dad, you know, the only thing I'm hearing?
What?
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
They're expensive.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
They are.
Cha-ching.
They are.
Yeah.
Weddings. Anyway, we'll talk. Do you have it out that far, Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, so Saturday still looks a little wet, though, because we have that system pushing in. Thursday, Friday, it still wraps some scattered showers, especially closer to the lake, so the Fox Valley for Saturday. But Sunday's decent, partly sunny, back into the upper 70s, though.
Okay.
As soon as that rain hits on Thursday, we're dropping temperatures.
Brittany, I got to ask you, Todd and I, and was it your daughter, Jim, all suffered from allergies last week. And this is way early for me. Normally September, I'll get them, but is something accelerated with allergy stuff or something?
Andy, I just want to say the other reason I think it's elevated is the advertising is really all about allergy medicines. I have spring allergies, but it's over.
I have
Father's Day, and Johnny gets them in fall. Why is it why this year it seems pretty bad?
So I don't know if the ragweed is spiking earlier, but that's what was happening last week. The ragweed was at a medium to high level. I was feeling it. Everybody was. And I was tracking that, too. But behind the cold front, it went away.
Yes.
So I don't know exactly what was going on or why that's spiking, but it was the ragweed.
Even just walking here today down the street, it's like, hey, I can breathe. I don't have to go in and blow my nose right away and clear my throat. Yeah.
Finally. Right.
I know. But I was just shocked because it's almost every year, about the second week of September, it seems like, I get hit with it. It's like beautiful weather. You love the fall, and I can't breathe.
And that's
I've never had it this early.
That's ragweed versus pollen, or is there pollen and ragweed?
Yeah, we have like the pollen, the grass pollens, the tree pollens. You have all the different kinds, but the ragweed is its whole separate self.
And that's one that's going a little earlier this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
That's the little stinker.
Hey, you know something else? Where I grew up in the UP, you know, it's all woods and rivers. So I don't even know what poison ivy looks like or any of these things. I probably should, but I just, you know, I don't. But when I was up at my brother's camp a couple of weeks ago, I had, actually, there's a little bit of scars still. I had, like, these burns, these blisters on my arm, okay?
Uh-oh.
And I remember walking past this one bush-type thing that scraped against me. And it's like, I think that's what it was. It was this really, and it was like, it blistered. My arm blistered. When I was at, no, listen, Jim, this is something that you're responsible for, but I mean,
no, of course.
But when I stopped yesterday, I was on the Fox River Trail, and I still haven't bought a pass. Okay. So anyway,
everybody in the studio was just shaking our
heads. I know.
Heads.
It's like,
well, I told you, I was biking down it, and here comes the truck. Here comes the,
he turns around.
The park and rec truck. Right down the trail. But anyway, so I was reading it because I was thinking about getting a pass. But anyway, it had a warning there about something called, is it parsnip? Parsnip or something?
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't know much about it, but that sounds familiar.
A wild parsnip that's there, and it said it can cause like burns on your skin.
That is true.
Wow.
Now, Kathy just texted in. She thought maybe poison sumac.
Is that the same thing, maybe?
That's, it's different.
Okay.
But there are actually a lot of plants out there that, that can give you blisters and stuff like that on your skin.
But for you guys to have a warning, Jim, on that trail.
That's not my, that, that's county. The county should eradicate that. They should spray it and get rid of it.
Okay.
I mean, for the money they, yeah, no.
Okay. Wow.
Well, is the only reason you're running into it is because you haven't paid your pass yet. So once you do that, you'll
I'm not really on the trail. Look at it. I'm in the woods. You can't. What are you going to do? I'm on the trail.
Stay on the trail. You won't get it.
I'm walking through a parsnip.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. So I'm okay with that. Right? Hey, I've been doing a lot of biking. You'd be proud of me.
I am so proud of you. Yeah. Is the butt still sore?
Yeah, like you can't believe. Yeah. No, you can't believe. It's still really sore.
Do we have
it's literally like somebody, you know what I must feel like? Must like, did I ever tell you that story about that, my brother, when I worked at his gas station? And I was like 14, and he said, you catch anybody shoplifting? He said, you let me know. He said, I will give them such a kick in the butt. You can't believe it, okay? He said, I want you to do it too. If it's, you know. So I'm in the garage. There's a window between the garage and the where they sold cigarettes. Here's this kid about 12 years old, takes a pack of cigarettes and sticks them in his pocket. So I come out, and I spin him around, and I see cigarettes. So I gave him a good kick in the butt, and I said, I'm calling my brother, okay? Oh, yeah. And he gets on his bike and he rides away. So, or actually, my brother pulls up. He goes, what's going on? I said, he stole a pack of cigarettes. My brother walks up to him, gives him the hardest kick in the butt you can imagine.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So then my brother calls his dad. And his dad was this big, tough guy. He goes, Jim, I got to apologize. When you told me what he did, I gave him such a kick in the ass. You can't believe it. So this poor kid, you imagine his butt must have felt like.
Man.
Yeah. Different era.
Yeah, that very different era.
But that's
and you'd all be in jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no question. But that's what it's feeling like today. Like somebody's kicked me in the butt about six times. Honestly, I just, that seat is terrible. It's like this wide and yeah, super hard. Yeah.
But you've been out there. You've been doing it. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Every day.
Well, you know what my goal is? And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. Brittany, maybe you'll want to be a part of this. Hey, Todd?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be part of this.
No. She might want to come over here. No, it's not a weight loss.
Oh.
On November, I can't think of the date, they have the HUA, which is an organization to prevent, to help prevent veteran suicide. And they're doing a 17-mile walk. Where you wear a ruck and you walk 17 miles. My goal is to do that.
I love that. I'll do it with you.
It's
a rock.
Excellent.
Rock of feathers.
And we're going to get, well, you can put whatever you want in there, but you got to wear a ruck.
Right.
But we're going to get sponsors. I want people to sponsor me how many miles I'll make. Maybe I'll make the 17. Maybe I won't. But I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try to get sponsorship and donate it all to HUA.
Love it.
Yes.
I'd love to have you be a part of it. We're going to try to get Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine to put me and everybody else that wants to on kind of a training schedule.
Yes.
I mean, now, awesome. Part of his training schedule is, which is on my calendar here, is the Cholesterol Fest.
That's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
I think so. Yeah.
What's tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Brittany, you ever have a deep fried pork belly?
No.
Oh.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Come join a Cholesterol Fest.
That's tomorrow.
At a buddy of mine's farm. Okay. Deep fried pork belly with homemade bread and melted butter. It's unbelievable. It's so good you can't believe it. Yes.
Ooh, and this is in Green Bay tomorrow, you said?
Yeah. Denmark. Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Denmark.
Actually, it's
when is it?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday?
I have it written down for Wednesday.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Oh, my God. 14th. This is no lie. I've got a dentist appointment Wednesday.
Oh, no. Reschedule.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's what you told me. But anyway, we can look into that.
But
anyway,
right.
we'd love to have you as part of
that 17-mile ruck march.
When is that?
November something. I don't know. Well,
that's
yeah.
We got
time. I mean, right around Veterans Day. Would love to have you, Brittany.
I would love to do it. I have done stuff like that before. It is a blast. And I love it because the ruck, and it represents, too, like the weight that they carry on their back. And us just carrying it and doing that is just awesome. So I think 100%.
I think when they started that, they wanted to make it legit, which was a 60-pound ruck.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, that's
wow.
Yeah.
Falling down.
Yeah, I'm not ready.
Do they provide it?
I believe so, but I don't know for sure. I talked to Will Koken yesterday. He's actually in South Dakota now too, on vacation. Why is everybody going to South Dakota?
When is Sturgis? Is that
Sturgis?
Is that going
on now?
I think
that's in September, isn't it?
Anyway, November 11th obviously is.
Well, that's better.
Day.
It's I know, not but that I'm wondering... day though.
Oh, okay.
It's right around there, like maybe 2 days before. Brittany, how do Jim and I look now that we've been calling each other every morning asking what you're going to wear?
You guys look fantabulous.
It was really weird. It's like,
Johnny, what do speaking of word of the
you
dance.
Know, Johnny's no slave to fashion, but I tell you, it, we had shirts on that were like plaid. Like,
identical,
really weird.
Like, it was crazy. Totally. We've become that couple.
Uh-oh.
We're starting to look alike. Brittany Merlot, you're the best. You're awesome. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Brittany. Have a good week.
Talk to you. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Under pressure. Hey, welcome back. Thank you to Brittany Merlot. We've got Mario Gonzalez from Wello coming up. What a fantastic organization they
are. Mario's been there for a while, too. I mean, I think they're probably 10 years old, that organization. And I think the umbrella is health initiatives. And this one today, I think he's going to talk about pedestrian crossings, how we can be better, safer, healthier. Right?
Isn't that okay, you know what?
I was reading about
kicks me off. Maybe it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But when I get the crosswalk thing, and I'm good at that, I push the little button, wait for the, you know, whatever.
You wait?
Yeah. When I'm still between the two and somebody comes behind me, like right behind me. Are you that guy?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, so you're going.
You're walking.
You're walking here, okay. And there's a car coming this way to turn.
Yeah.
And you're still just barely like halfway across and they come and turn behind you. Should they do that?
No, I yield.
The whole time, pretty much.
No, I get close to him, but it's
you
like,
do.
Well, yeah, it's like, come on.
Well, then I may have flipped you off.
Remember last week, a lady out here said he almost hit her.
Yeah,
she was crossing. So the street.
True. She was exaggerating.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I've driven with you. You're right.
This will be a good segment for you to listen to, Jim.
I will. I'm looking forward to. I know Mario, so this is gonna be great. And it's all about those Froggers. But those didn't really work. Because people were taking the flags. I don't know. You know, that's where you grab the flag and you walk across.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen this.
Oh, sure. They had those in De Pere.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I think he, Yield to Your Neighbor campaign. Anyway, he's going to talk about that and how it's working. But the purpose of these Froggers events, they align the goals to yield to your neighbor. So anyway, he'll talk about that at 7.
All right. Got a text back from Mike. Hey, too much fun. I appreciate the shout out. I'll send some photos of my adventure. First 2 weeks were in Wyoming. Then I'm picking my wife up at the airport in Denver. Then we're going to backpack Pikes Peak.
Wow.
I've done that. We come home after Labor Day. Have a great show, my friend. Thank you, Mike.
So I just looked up Sturgis because we were wondering about that. It said the 84th rally was the 2nd through the 11th, so it actually wrapped
just
up
ended.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They say that, you know what, one of the things I'm training for with my bike, once I get a better seat, I'd like to do that Pikes Peak race. Have you ever seen that one? They say that is the most grueling thing you'll ever do, is bike up Pikes Peak. I might do that. Hey, by the way, I got to throw this out there, though. Last week, we were talking about my son's car, and even my car, that I pretty much was going to get salvaged or whatever, whatever, okay? And we had the gentleman call up, said, no, I want to buy those from you to use for our, is it the Edge of Destruction race, a WIR?
Yeah, demo derby or something.
Yeah. So Dom and I were talking, that'd be so much fun to go there. It's a figure eight and watch, you know, our car get smashed up type of thing. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get a number, huh, Todd?
I didn't get that, no.
Okay. Right. So if you would call back, sir, whoever said that you want to buy one of our cars or both. Please let us know. But here's the weird thing.
John, I just, what? Oh my God.
What?
Do you really want to tell people that your family has two cars, that their next step is the demo derby?
I'm fine with that. So anyway, but here's the deal. Okay. So we went to get a title on his car. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
They said, you can't get a title. I'm like, why? Julie's like, why? Because your car has already been salvaged. Like, what? Oh, yeah, here's the salvage report from 2 years ago. It was completely destroyed and salvaged. It's like it's sitting in a parking lot right now. No, it's been destroyed. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. How did that happen? Officer Craig or somebody out there? What do I do? And do I need one to just get it salvaged at this point or for them to use in a race?
I don't know.
I would love to. I wish it was dirt track. I love dirt track racing. I used to love going to 141 Speedway. That was a blast.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Oh, that was your hometown, basically, St. Francis or Francis Creek.
Yeah, we went to a lot of those.
Yeah.
With your car, where did you buy it? From, let me guess, the salvage place?
Broadway.
Really?
Back in the day.
Oh, I'd go back to them and say, look, you gave me a bad title.
There is no such thing as Broadway anymore. That's true. It's like a 2008. It's got 200,000 some miles, and mine's got 215 or 220,000.
They might be able to help you track down the records on it, though. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
It sounds like they're out of business.
I mean, how do you go to the DMV and argue the case that your car still exists?
Yeah, I will say this about the DMV. I think they get a bad rap.
I agree.
I think
I've always found them to be very cordial,
super nice people.
No question.
And I'll tell you what, it's not like you have to set your clock to the DMV that, okay, I got to take today off because I have to go.
They move it pretty fast.
Right.
I agree.
You're in an hour, hour and a half.
I mean, totally agree.
And I think they're friendly. And I think those guys got a bad rap, and they shouldn't. But I don't know. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't do it for you, but I think you should go out there after the show one of these days and just stand in line, and they'll help you out.
But they say their records show that it was salvaged.
Oh, okay. So then you got to go back to Bergstrom or wherever you bought that from. Would you say Broadway?
Well, it was Broadway back in, like I said, 2008, maybe.
That's
we run our
long,
cars
though.
Into the ground. I'll be honest with you. We run them into the ground. Yes. Mino in a demolition derby is the least surprising thing today, right after he rides up Pike's Peak on his bike. All right? That could happen. That could very much happen. That used to be the big... Did you ever go to a demolition derby?
Oh, yeah.
That was the big event at the Escanaba State Fair.
Yeah.
Going to the demolition derbies on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
But I bet you those drivers are sore.
I've always wondered that.
Yeah, because that you're taking... Man, because...
Just the whiplash
exactly.
effect. Yeah, when
that's
you don't see one coming.
And that's the way they get them is just to... You got to preserve the engine so it's all backing into stuff and they don't see them.
And they used to use some cars that were pretty cool in their day, like big old Lincoln Continentals.
Oh, yeah. New Yorkers.
Yeah, the New Yorkers, yep. Those are the kind of cars they use.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know demo derbies were still a thing.
I don't know. Are they? This is
well, what is this thing you're going
to? It's a figure eight race. It's called the Eve of Destruction. But I think
what does
it's
that
mainly
mean?
Well, you know, figure eight.
I know I get the figure, but what?
So many cars would smash into each other, you know, broadsiding each other.
You go to opposite.
Well, you do a figure eight, so you got somebody coming all the time from another side. See what I mean?
Okay, so how do you win?
Well, did you ever have a race car set when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did, but...
Okay.
So, did you have to... The other cars all die? Is that it? Is that why
they
it's
get smashed
derby?
Up? And then, okay. Not everybody gets smashed up, but there's a chance you're going to get smashed up, and you just accept that fact as you're doing it. But then whoever hits the green flag first, you know, like a regular race, wins.
Oh, it is a race. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think demo derby's more fun. Whatever. I don't know.
Figure eight's pretty fun.
Okay.
If anybody, do we have any racing experts out there? September.
All right, I'll go.
If my car's in it, if Dom's car's in it, I'm going.
I'll put a bet on there.
Yeah.
Can we put our logo on the side of the
car?
Yeah,
I would have something like Mino's Mayhem or
there
something like that. Yeah.
Poorly painted on the side.
Very poorly, like spray painted.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we got to put 97.9 somewhere on there and get the plates.
Right.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yeah, if anybody can help me out, how come the DMV says my car has already been salvaged? And where's my guy who said he wants to buy it for the Eve of Destruction?
Yeah.
Those are my two questions.
Okay. All right.
Those are two questions I want to answer today.
Yeah. All right.
We got Mario Gonzalez coming up today, Major General Dan Ammerman, to talk about a veterans project that is fantastic. Gretchen Mattingly and Jennifer Birschbach about the amazing things they got going on at Evergreen Theater. And we're going to be talking a little bit with the Neville Public Museum about some new things happening there. Full lineup, folks. Stay with us. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.